again to another Let Loud Radio Caribbean International. My name is Iwa. With me, Sujo, is my Baka C4.
Yes, sir. You there?
Wayo. We there. All right, quickly, let me say to you, if you'd like to write to us, you write to tellIwa at rcistlucia.com. T-E-L-L-I-W-A at rcistlucia. .com. Tell Iowa at RCIStLucia.com. Believe me when I say to you, we'd love to read and discuss your situation right here in the program. Let Lie, man. Oh, you gonna like that? Let Lie is rated E for everybody. So Top when one. You're calling, be very careful. Keep it clean. Keep your contribution clean. Let me tell you, we want you to argue, want you to make noise, be passionate with your contribution, but just keep it clean because the kids, they love the program as well. The number you need to dial is 4523046. 4523046. Those of you who are overseas, 1-758-4523046. Turn down the volume on your radio, your computer, your smart speaker, whatever device you're listening to us on when you're calling. Just turn down the volume. You go hear us. Trust me, you will hear us. We want to hear you loud and clear. First-time callers, all you need to do is just a first-time caller and go right ahead with your contribution. First-time, second-time callers, y'all too. Third, in fact, callers, get ready. 4523046. Here's this afternoon's letter. It reads, Iwa, I am the other woman. I have accepted that position in his life for now. That man is a very good man and he deserves so much better. Nothing is too much for him to do for me. But during the past year, things have become a bit challenging. Wow. I love that man so much.
Aww.
Yeah, man. I cannot wait for the day when we are finally together without interference from anyone. Aww. I know he does not want her. And he is just there because of his two children. He told me that the woman is keeping his life miserable. The man cannot even be a man or do what he wants at his own home.
Could you imagine? Wow.
She does nothing for him. So why must I be the one to leave him alone? He already told me that is me he wants to be with. And I truly believe him. I can see the effort he is trying to make to be with me. But it's difficult for him. When I do speak to him, I can hear the frustration in his voice because he wants to be with me. That woman does follow him. The man cannot do nothing. The woman came after me making threats. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. She had her hands all in my face, demanding that I leave him with her man alone. She insists that I am the one causing problems for her in a relationship. But no good woman not coming after another woman to create a big scene in public.
What? Sigh.
It just shows me exactly what he has been telling me. She's very ferocious. The woman is a poison. She is the one that should let him go. I never went to look for him. He's the one who approached me and asked me out. The man tell me straight. He loves being around me and he does not want to lose me. Why?
Why?
Our, you know the number of times we've been out or the number of times we've slept together? It's a lot. The day she came at me, she said he is her fiancé. And they have plans to get married soon. That not true, huh? And worse is, he never even mentioned anything about her to me, which means she is of no importance to him. We made a promise to each other that when we are together, we must never talk about her.
Okay.
He asked me to be patient as he figured things out. But to be very honest, I'm becoming impatient. There is so much that I want to do with him. I just keep thinking about how happy I will be when we finally get away from her. When he finally gets away from her. But things have gotten really bad these days. I haven't seen him for a while. I've tried to contact him and sometimes he answers the phone and I have to hang up. Sometimes he sends me messages saying that he cannot talk. He can only text. Boy. And I understand because I know how that woman is. And believe me, I appreciate the effort he's making because I know he's going through a lot with her. That woman is a monster. She does not treat him well at all. She will cook and not put food for him.
Wow.
She will not wash his clothes. You would think after being with him for 6 years, she would be treating him better. But her attitude stinks. And I know I can do much better when it comes to taking care of him. He deserves better too. Anyways, after not seeing him for almost 2 weeks, he promised to spend time with me this weekend. And I am so looking forward to that. If he wants to be with me, why can't I do everything in my power to make it happen? And more important, why does he want to see me if what he is saying is true about the relationship? And more important, why does he want to see me if what she is saying is true about the relationship? And then why do I even have to care when we both want each other? Why doesn't she leave him alone? I am always thinking about ways to get him to leave her faster. Iwa, do you have any ideas? I will be listening. Let me read that one more time, people, so you get it and you call. All right, I am the other woman. I have accepted that position in his life for now. That man is a very good man and he deserves so much better. Nothing is too much for him to do for me. But during the past year, things have become a bit challenging. I love that man so much. I cannot wait for the day when we are finally together without interference from anyone. I know he does not want her, and he's just there because of his two children. He told me that the woman is keeping his life miserable. The man cannot even be a man or do what he wants at his own home. She does nothing for him. So why must I be the one to leave him alone? He already told me that is me he wants to be with. And I truly believe him. I can see the effort he's trying to make to be with me, but it's difficult for him. When I do speak to him, I can hear the frustration in his voice because he wants to be with me. That woman is following him. The man cannot do nothing. The woman came after me making threats. She had her hands all in my face, demanding that I leave her man alone. She insists that I am the one causing problems for her in a relationship. But no good woman not coming after another woman to create a big scene in public. It just shows me exactly what he has been telling me. She is very ferocious. The woman is a poison. She is the one that should let him go. I never went to look for him. He is the one who approached me and asked me out. The man tell me straight. He loves being around me and he does not want to lose me. You know the number of times we've been out or the number of times we've slept together? It's a lot. The day she came at me, she say he's a fiancé and they have plans to get married soon. That's not true, huh? And worse is, he never mentioned anything about her to me, which means she's of no importance to him. We made a promise to each other that when we are together, we must never talk about her. Aww. Oh, man. He asked me to be patient as he figured things out. But to be very honest, I am becoming impatient. There is so much that I want to do with him. I just keep thinking about how happy I will be when he finally gets away from her. But things have gotten really bad these days. I haven't seen him for a while. I've tried to contact him, and sometimes she answers the phone, and I have to hang up. Sometimes he sends messages saying that he cannot talk, he can only text. And I understand, because I know how that woman is. And believe me, I appreciate the effort he's making, because I know he's going through a lot with her. That woman is a monster. She does not treat him well at all. She will cook and not put the food for him. She will not wash his clothes. You would think after being with him for 6 years, she would be treating him better, but her attitude stinks. And I know I can do much better when it comes to taking care of him. He deserves better too. Anyways, after not seeing him for almost 2 weeks, he promised to spend time with me this weekend. And I'm so looking forward to that. If he wants to be with me, why can't I do everything in my power to make it happen? And more importantly, why does he want to see me if what she is saying is true about the relationship? And then why do I even have to care when we both want each other? Why doesn't she leave him alone? I'm always thinking about ways to get him to leave her faster. Iwa, do you have any ideas? Well, I'll give you some ideas. Well, let me go straight to the phone. Let me go. Good afternoon. What happened there? I suspect that was me, see, for drop I press. Let's try it again. Good afternoon. Apologies. You are on the air. Let loud and see I. Hey! How you doing, Kola?
Kola, I'm good.
Yeah, you sound good. Let's go. What is your take? What do you think about
writer?
The...
Yes. I applaud you for the position you gave yourself. That's one.
Yeah.
But you cannot tell me. I don't know where to begin. Writer, if the man wants you, trust me, you make an effort. If the man wants to be in your plenty, he will tell you what you want to hear, writer. Of course, so, I was in them day and age, true and holy man. The man told you he's not happy in his relationship. True and holy man. The man not happy, the man should leave. That is nonsense.
I hate you. Children not holding,
children not holding man. Children not holding man. I'm trying my dad again.
There are fathers who are genuinely concerned.
Yes, you genuinely, but if you're not happy in that situation, why stay there? You can be somebody that gets to check on your kids, be happy with your kids.
So you're saying, they call it, these people are not unhappy?
At all. Because the man telling the woman what she wants to hear, the man don't see the woman.
So these people don't have any trouble at all?
Maybe they have trouble because she's been calling his phone, no?
I'm talking about between the man and his lady, 6 years.
Yes, maybe they might have a little confusion at home, I said.
Right.
Because of her, because she's calling his phone and the wife, the girlfriend, and send the phone. Why you haven't seen him for 2 weeks? Why he told you text alone, no calls? Maybe things have been okay with them for the past 2 weeks.
Maybe drama in the house. Maybe problems in the house. And she's monitoring.
But if the man said the man is happy with you, he wants something, I think he should leave. He should leave and come be with you. But I believe if he leaves, he won't come and be with you. Yes,
Connor, I think we've discussed this on Letla before, you know. I mean, it's not easy, especially if you have property involved, you have your share, you just don't want to leave your share.
Life goes on.
Oh.
For my happiness, I'm going to move, Aywa.
So he's not going to move? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, moving and going nowhere.
Okay, so is there anything that she can do? She asked me if I have any ideas.
She needs to sit back, step aside for me, please. Maybe stay, like, don't call him and stuff for about maybe a month or a few weeks. Let's see what's going to happen. See if you, like, show interest by calling her, because it looks like she's doing all the advance.
Connor, listen to me. I normally love your contribution. You're very interesting. I find you excited. You're an exciting caller. But just imagine.
A whole month.
Somebody you can't wait to see. Somebody you write.
She's the one pushing. It looks like she's the one. Everything girl, what she say, the man tell her this, the man tell her that. So whatever the man is telling, she's putting it in her head, and then you have her acting a kind of way.
So
she's overreacting to all the situation.
He's lying.
So she needs to, like, at least stay a few days without speak. Without she calling him, let him text her to see how things gonna go.
So he's lying to her? That's what you think?
I'm lying to the girl, Ira. That's clear. Anybody can see that. Any child seeing that.
So then why? Why would he? Why? I don't understand. Why? Yeah. So why?
But I know the man is rich. The man has his family. That's one. The man, I guess, you don't want to break up his home. And yes, he's cheating. That's what men do.
I
guess you don't want to leave and just go meet the woman. And then who knows what's going to happen next.
What is that?
Some men normally tell women, what they want to, especially when they see that the women are vulnerable, they normally tell them anything, all kind of puppy show. Come home and tell the girls, the wife's not doing this, the girl's not cooking, all kind of magic.
So are you telling me there aren't men who are in relationships probably at their homes and they're not happy and there are not any problems at home?
When
they get a listening ear, a woman who is patient, a woman who is showing love, and they just let it all out. You telling me there aren't men who are like that?
They have a few, maybe 3 out of 10, not much. But most of them, they just create the problem just for them to go outside Iowa. Iowa, you know that.
I know that?
Of course you know that.
Hola, let me tell you, I'm not in people's minds. I can't tell. I don't know what the fella is doing. But I believe
if you're in a situation, Iowa, and you're not happy, I don't think children should be holding you back.
And call ahead and again, here where we are again, eh? She said in the letter, the woman come and look for her. Why you all do that?
Well,
and she's correct. It says a lot about that woman.
Well, that's where I think the guy went, this girlfriend went wrong. You don't go to go behind the woman. You got the woman calling the man. You have to deal with the man, because the man that give the woman the numbers. All of a sudden, the woman get your number? Come on. The woman need to deal with the man.
So how y'all can stop that?
Woman to the woman, nothing. Delete your man.
As a woman, eh? How y'all can stop that? How y'all can stop going behind other women to make ruru? What is it that?
Well, it's gonna be a no woman I want.
No, just say maybe not you. Not you. Okay, all right.
So oh, not me.
Yeah, but not you. You call her you. Yes, it? You doing it?
I rather ladies just sort of stop going behind the women. Yeah. Deal with your men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, guys.
Maybe if you're dealing with the men and you have enough strength. Go behind the woman.
Recently, they saw something on Facebook. Two women there in a batai, I tell you. Batai, wait.
And the man just there laughing, you know.
And he stand up on the side of the road watching.
The man feel themselves for the thing. Two women just making a big riot for them.
Yeah. And Kola, I was discussing that same video with another friend of mine. She was saying, Aiwa, you don't know what you're doing now when you go. When you see you meet these women. You don't know how you're going to act because they say things to precure and they don't say things to
get upset. Well, talk towards them, nothing. Words cannot do me anything.
I don't believe you.
I believe the writer, you need to. You, I think you too much with that guy. I like your role, though.
No, but she accepted the position.
Your side section, you not acting like a side chick there. You said you're a side chick, but you're not behaving like a side chick.
Yeah, but I guess you want
to. Wait, caller. How does a side chick behave?
You're not calling the man for when you feel like, you can check on them at a certain time, but then you do like you behind the man, you hungry for the man, let the man deliver. And then the man calls, say, babe, you know, I miss you. It looks like she always doing the calling, you know. And she thinks she want the man so much, the man come and spend the weekend with her. I hope you tell us next week if he came on the weekend or not, because I want to know.
Me too, yeah. So wait, caller. So wait, as a side chick, you shouldn't be calling. Very.
When you're a side chick, you're not supposed to be doing all them things. You're making sure you're letting that woman know you the side chick and thing. And it's taking lighter manner. Waga, sir.
So
being so bold.
You said something earlier on. Now you started to make sense to me. If you're gonna say something like that, she should stay away for about a month, right? Don't contact him. Don't say anything.
Yes, you can send him a little high, but let's see his interest in you, because it looks like she has all the interest.
The one, yes.
And I'm not hearing anything about the guy. Yes, you can tell her petty things. That's what everybody does say when they want somebody.
Yeah.
But I mean, let her see something else. Stay away from him, like without calling for a few days. Let him do what I want. Okay, babe, I'm coming to look for you. I haven't seen you. You know, then you tell him you're home, you're relaxing and stuff. And it's okay, babe, I'm coming to pick you up right now. Let's go to dinner or at least something. Kuala, but she's the one, she's the one pushing everything how you are.
Oh, one more thing, Kuala. She said in the letter, I want to ask you a question. Kuala, if after you've fallen for someone, say you fell in love with somebody, and then later on you get to find out that they're in a relationship, what will you live in? Because apparently that's what happened to her there. That's what happened to her. She said the guy came after her and so on, you know. And then
she don't have to leave. Like she said, she's a side chick. She don't have to leave. But I mean, side chick have the role. She need to understand the whole situation. You're not the main girlfriend. The man has his woman in the house. You're the side chick. You have to play your role. And she knows the role of the side chick.
What's the role? Well, come on, let me tell you, that's Letla. Hey.
She knows what she's supposed to do.
Like what?
She knows everything.
Like what?
And I think the guy said about, as a fiance, they're getting married or something, so?
Well, the woman that said that, when she confronted her.
Oh, well, a woman? Yes. Well,
yes.
Well, maybe. Who knows? And maybe the man don't tell the woman the Java rat.
So what is your role, Kola? Before you go, just tell us, what's your role?
What's the role? I don't.
Kola, that is left lying. You're not doing me that. What is the role of the side chick?
Next caller will give it to you.
Like what? Like what?
Okay. I guess in terms of, like, you know, if the man is spending time with his family today, maybe tomorrow or the day after, it would be your turn. You would have turned to enjoy the guy.
Hear that.
I act like you don't know that.
Well, I have no idea what you're talking about.
But honestly, writer, I think you should take it light. Please. Because the way I see there, she can, like, she doing anything for that man. She might even kill a man's child mother because maybe that thing might go up in her head. So she need to just take it. And I should see that man, you know, if that man in good condition.
And you want to do what, Kola?
I wish to see that man in good condition.
Why? Why would you want
of
to
course.
See? Why would
because you cannot tell me. Women doing their things nowadays.
What?
Women still doing them things.
Kola, why would you want to see that man? I don't understand. Why would you want to see that man? You know?
Of course, I want to see something if he's something good that day. But I want to know if he's something good that day.
Why?
Big first.
Why? You just want
I
to see.
I have good business. Tomorrow,
hey, thank you very much, caller. Thank you very much. That caller. 4523046 is the number to call. What I have from you. Good afternoon, Lakanasia. You're on the air.
Hi, Timarcia.
Hey, how you doing?
First time caller here.
Thank you, first time caller here. How you doing?
I'm doing amazing. How are y'all doing?
Boy, we are right, Timar.
All right. So my take on this is very interesting, let I must say.
Right.
My take on this is that the man is saying things to entice the lady. Which man would stay in a relationship if the woman isn't cooking for him, cleaning for him?
But Kola, you know, I said,
his kids.
You know, I heard that. I said maybe because of the children.
Yeah.
I don't think because there are assets involved, and he just don't want to leave everything and go.
Yeah.
You know, perhaps he has invested in property and so on. He just don't want to, you know, give that up. You follow me, Kola?
Can you repeat that, please?
I'm saying perhaps, you know, he has some investments involved. For example, he may have invested in the property, the house, the home, and maybe in the land, you know, the children. And that's what
I understand. But she did say that they're together for 6 years.
For 6 years.
Exactly.
Right.
And she also said that he doesn't mention her when they're together. But then she also said that he said that she treats him bad. She
right.
doesn't cook for him. So how come
and
there's inconsistencies
clothes.
There in her statement, if you realize?
Right.
So, in my opinion, men would say things just to entice women to get into their pants.
Now, you
so
see, that's why I was asking the previous caller. Don't you know of any guys who go through stress in their relationship with them?
That is true. But it depends on the person you're dealing with. What if he's a narcissist? Who likes attention,
what
and maybe he's doing the woman something bad so that she...
What if he's not, caller? What if he's
that's,
not?
That's a very just, valid point.
And hear me, caller. You see the woman and write the letter? What if she is a complete listening ear, or both ears? You know? What if she listens to him? Listens to all his problems. What if she genuinely takes care of this man, and he lets everything out. He feels
right,
comfortable
right.
enough to be able to discuss these things with her. So she knows what is taking place between him and the 6 years woman.
That's a good point. That's a great point, and I respect that. However, we have to see both sides to the story.
Right.
Y'all are men, y'all would know, right? Why would a man still have his woman at home complaining that she's not giving him his needs and not leave if they're not married?
Well, that's another thing too, I mean, there are certain guys I know who won't accept that at all. Guys will just up and leave, you know, and the other guys would remain.
That's very true.
You know,
now, she needs to question what kind of man she wants because he's not honest. Because I'm sure the woman at home, well, she did say that she knows that when she did say that the side chick, they had an encounter. She did say that, right, in the letter.
Mm.
So she needs to question the man. Does she want a man who is honest, who is deceptive? Because he has two women. Which woman wants to be the side chick? Don't you want a man that's going to give you 100% of your of his attention? She's, I know I wouldn't.
She's waiting for that tweet. She says, I cannot wait for the day when we finally...
You'll never get him.
You're not coming? Oh,
I don't think he's coming. I think he's sweet talking her, honestly. He's lying to her. That's what I believe. Because I feel like her letter has a lot of holes. Some missing parts, not flowing flowing.
Like what? What do you think is missing there, Kola? Right. What are you thinking?
I think, honestly, why doesn't he I would love to know if he recognized his fault. Because there's a lot of bashing the lady, but what if...
Kola, it's not him, Kola, I don't think he bashed anyone. He told her, and she write letter.
Yeah, that's what she...
Right, but not once did she write in the letter how he mentioned, the dynamic between him and the fiance, if you understand what I'm trying to
ask. I'm following you, Kola.
But
he don't want them to talk about the fiance when they're together, you know? She said that in the letter, they promised each other that when they're together, they're not talking about that over.
But how she know all that's going on in the household if they don't talk about her? You see what I'm saying?
What they're saying is that she will not come up in a conversation anymore. I think that's what they want to say. So they won't talk about her. But
my closing thoughts. I know there's other callers. I'm sure.
Right.
Is that to me, a side chick has no voice, should have no voice, have no place
so
to comment.
Wait. Don't say anything.
Beg your pardon?
The side chick shouldn't say anything.
I feel like the fact that the man is in a relationship, she's out of place. That's my opinion.
Out of place meaning what?
Out of place to even speak on their relationship because she's getting one side.
Oh, okay.
Now, I understand that she accepts the side chick role. However, in my opinion, since she is a side chick, that's all she is, a side chick. She doesn't have any opinion. She shouldn't have an opinion.
So she have no role then? You talk about side chick role. What's that, by the way? What's your role?
I don't believe in that. It's either the Bible says a man should leave his house and take on to him a wife.
Right.
He never said side chick.
Right. So what is a wife?
A wife is a woman that is submissive to her husband. Oh. They're married before God. And she takes on her wifely duties according to the Bible.
And he takes on his husband duties as well, according to the Bible.
Beg your pardon?
And he takes on his husband duties as well, according to the Bible.
Definitely. With one woman.
One woman. All right, Kola. Thank you.
That's
very
my
much.
Opinion. Thank you so much for listening.
Man, thank you, guys. You've been awesome, man. Hey, thank you, first time caller. 4523046 is the number to call. Want to hear from you? What is your take on this afternoon's letter? Hey, should she leave him alone? How can she get him to come over quicker? Look at the question. Belchester, weapons are good afternoon. Let not see you on here.
Team RCI.
Hey.
All right. Let's have a conversation.
Let's stop meetings.
So I hope she understands that a man will carry on as long as he's getting it on both sides. No pressure. Pressure at home he can deal if he used to. She has been his other piece. Well, his piece since his original piece, and I say piece, P-E-A-C-E, right?
Mm-hmm.
Since his original piece was disrupted in some form, he could be lying, we don't know, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Something must have happened for him to fit himself in there for 6 years, because that's consistency for a side piece. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she is his piece. So now she creating drama. Like the first drama he had. So what he do is pull himself away. You understand? Mm-hmm. They were fine for 6 years, realize. So, Kola, you listening? You all were fine for six years. Mm-hmm. But now you want to assume a different role. And so the problem, you understand?
Problem is.
Right. Because if you want to be a side chick, be your side chick assume your role, say what it is. He can tell you whatever he wants. And that's the thing when you have that three-way happening, right? Because the guy can say whatever. The girl can come and confront, and she can give her... Because every story has three sides, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's version and the actual truth.
Yeah.
So she know what she's hearing. They don't have no problems. The guy giving her the time she needs. You know, everything nice, it's sweet, and that's always how it starts. And so they get the treatment that they want, they're okay with it, and then now everybody wants to upgrade.
Hmm.
That's not what you signed up for. You understand?
Okay.
You sign up and you were comfortable and you're quite happy in being a side chick.
Yeah.
So stay in your lane.
Right.
You understand? Right. Until he break up what's happening in his household and he's a free man, then know you next in line. You understand?
Yeah, but she wants the process. She wants the process to move faster, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but she can't fast-track the process. It don't work like that. Unless she's willing to put a gun to the lady's head, kidnap her, do something, threaten her, to take her competition out of the way for her to, you know, move up to the thing. Remember, we all watch Lion King, right?
Right.
Abe, so we know what he do for him to get king position. So homegirl have to try to do the same or, you know, stick to yourself or come out of it. Because if now you realize that it's not working for you anymore, you're going to start acting up and you're going to start acting out.
Yes, she says she gets impatient. She's impatient.
Exactly. Right. So now she calling him, she frantic. Just now she's going to show up at his job, show up at his where he hanging out. And so you start to develop these qualities that, you know, when people tell you, oh, that's not like me to do something like that. But obviously we know love and the obsession drives people mm-hmm. to behave that way, mm-hmm. right? Because mm-hmm. once you become obsessive with something, you start to act unnatural, quote-unquote, right? It feels like you're losing your mind. You have to, I need to find him, I need to do this. You know, that kind of way?
And I go now?
Not at all, because you're not thinking straight and you're doing dumb, you understand, you're doing dumb stuff. And so you find yourself in problems for what? Because you're obsessing over something. So what exactly is it that she wants? You know, like, outside of having him, like, what is she expecting him to do?
That's a good question, Corona. That's a very good question.
What is she expecting him to do? Because for 6 years, imagine that, Iwa, so how long he with his madam? Even longer, right? For you to have a side piece for 6 years, what does that say?
Wow.
All right. Everything working. You see, now she wants fast track problem. Where him? What he doing? He not taking her calls. He not. So chances are he's probably coming to see her.
What do you think is the cause of that?
But I just tell you, we had an agreement. Your agreement is, you understand, you are my side piece. All of a sudden now you want to disrupt that hierarchy.
By the way, let me interrupt you there for a little while. What is your role? What is your role of the side chick?
I don't know. I all I know is know your place. Know your place, know your lane. You understand? Know your place, know your lane. If you know, I'm not seeing you on your birthdays the day after, I'm not seeing you on anniversaries the day after, or if you know to call me before 7 o'clock, there were rules established in the beginning. You understand? Now, each side chick situationship is set up differently. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
People tell you what you can and cannot do. If y'all go out in public, where y'all going? Because we know they have certain bars. It's only side chicks that let's go there. You understand what I'm saying? So when you know where you're going, you know what you're doing. And she wants to change that. You understand? And that's where the problem is. Because he have his main madam. You know that. He didn't lie about that. I'm not defending him in any way. But he didn't lie to her about that. She knew it. She accepted it for what it is. I have my woman. That's what it is. Okay, I agree. I dare. All of a sudden now, 6 years, not a year later, 6 years later, you want to come and change it? Then walk away. Find you a man of your own. Because clearly now you're ready for a relationship is what it seems like. Because the dynamic's not working for you no more.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, Ola, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you for your call. Yeah, man. 4523046 is number to call. Hey, wait. No, don't call yet. Don't call yet, boy, you man. We had to take a break. We need to let you know that Letla is brought to you with the kind compliments of Fruitsy Seabos. When we come back, we read the Letla one more time, and then we continue to take your calls. Stay with us.
You know what they say about Fruitsisimos?
My girl, you know what they say about Fruitsisimos?
Boy, that Simos makes you score runs, you know.
So what do the experts say about Fruitsisimos? Apart from tasting great, Fruitsisimos is full of natural goodness your body needs. Simos is good for your skin, rich in vitamins and minerals, promotes and improves intimacy, boosts your immune system and lung function, suppresses appetite and increases weight loss, anti-inflammatory, and helps to improve blood count. Simos is rich in nutrients, which boosts your metabolism and increases energy levels, and is grown, harvested, and manufactured right here in the community of Praleh.
And that's what they say about Fruitsy Seamoss. Unless you say something else.
Fruitsy Seamoss, you know what they say.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
Having excellent vision isn't just about how well you see. It's how you see your world around you. Our eye doctors are here for you to provide the best personalized care you need when you need it. Because true care is about more than eyeglasses. It's all about you. Not just what you see, but how you see it. Best staff, best prices, great vision. Vision Express.
The CCJ for sure we can trust. Less expense for all of we. Culturally they know we. Total expediency. Online filing is easy. Let we sing hip, hip, hooray. Here comes the CCJ.
CCJ, our court, our legal minds, our journey to justice.
Hip, hip, hooray, here comes the CCJ.
My girl, you know what they say about Fruitsy Seamoss, eh? Partner, you know what they say about Fruitsissimos?
My girl, you know what they say about Fruitsissimos?
Boy, that Simos makes you score runs, you know.
So what do the experts say about Fruitsissimos? Apart from tasting great, Fruitsissimos is full of natural goodness your body needs. Simos is good for your skin, rich in vitamins and minerals, promotes and improves intimacy, boosts your immune system and lung function, suppresses appetite and increases weight loss, anti-inflammatory, and helps to improve blood count. CMOS is rich in nutrients, which boosts your metabolism and increases energy levels, and is grown, harvested, and manufactured right here in the community of Praleh.
And that's what they say about Fruitsissimos. Unless you say something else.
Fruitsissimos, you know what they say.
Thank you for remaining with us. This is Letland Radio Caribbean International. Thank you to our callers so far. First time callers. Thank you. Thank you, Fruitsy. Now what are we going to do? We're going to read that letter one more time and continue to take your calls. 4523046. First time callers. Though all your opinion, you know. Let me tell you, letter is for everybody. Here we go. Iowa, I am the other woman. I have accepted that position in his life for now. That man is a very good man, and he deserves so much better. Nothing is too much for him to do for me. But during the past year, things have become a bit challenging. I love that man so much. I cannot wait for the day when we are finally together without interference from anyone. I know he does not want her, and he is just there because of his two children. He told me that the woman is keeping his life miserable. The man cannot even be a man or do what he wants at his own home. She does nothing for him. So why must I be the one to leave him alone? He already told me that it's me he wants to be with. And I truly believe him. I can see the effort he is trying to make to be with me. But it's difficult for him. When I do speak to him, I can hear the frustration in his voice because he wants to be with me. That woman does follow him. The man cannot do nothing. Iowa, the woman came after me making threats. She had her hands in my face demanding that I leave him alone. She insists that I am the one causing problems for her in a relationship. But no good woman not coming after another woman to create a big scene in public. It just shows me exactly what he has been telling me. She is very ferocious. The woman is a poison. She is the one that should let him go. I never went to look for him. He is the one who approached me and asked me out. The man tell me straight he loves being around me and he does not want to lose me. Well, you know the number of times we've been out or the number of times we've slept together? It's a lot. The day she came at me, she said he is her fiancé and they have plans to get married soon. That not true? And worse is he never ever mentioned anything about her to me, which means she is of no importance to him. We made a promise to each other that when we are together, we must never talk about her. He asked me to be patient as he figured things out. But to be very honest, I am becoming impatient. There is so much that I want to do with him. I just keep thinking about how happy I will be when he finally gets away from her. But things have gotten really bad these days. I haven't seen him for a while. I've tried to contact him and sometimes she answers the phone and I have to hang up. Sometimes he sends me messages saying that he cannot talk, he can only text. And I understand because I know how that woman is. And believe me, I appreciate the effort he's making because I know he's going through a lot with her. That woman is a monster. She does not treat him well at all. She will cook and not put food for him. She will not wash his clothes. You would think after being with him for 6 years, she would be treating him better. But her attitude stinks. And I know I can do much better when it comes to taking care of him. He deserves better too. Anyways, after not seeing him for almost 2 weeks, he promised to spend time with me this weekend. And I'm also looking forward to that. Iowa, if he wants to be with me, why can't I do everything in my power to make it happen? And more importantly, why does he want to see me if what she is saying is true about their relationship? And why? And then why do I even have to care when we both want each other? Why doesn't she leave him alone? I'm always thinking about ways to get him to leave her faster. Do you have any ideas? Do you have any ideas? Let's reopen the lines at 4523046. 4523046. Let's go. Good afternoon. Oi. Sorry.
Are you trying to negate people? I think I have it this time. Good afternoon. Let us hear your dear.
I don't want you to my call there.
Sorry. Sorry. My bad. Thank you for calling, dude. Yeah.
Good afternoon.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you? You miss me?
If I miss you, I find it awesome. You see you? You need to do
right. Let me tell you something. I'm doing the work.
Oh, the busy work. Okay.
Not to say I'm not doing the work now, just in case. You know what I mean?
I know.
But, when I listened to the letter the first time, to be honest, I became a little irate. I was a little upset listening to the letter because, you know, sometimes we can be very judgmental as human beings. So I listened and I was saying, boy, you know, wisdom not with everybody. So sometimes you have to understand, you have to be a little patient with some people. And then you have some people who are really in that predicament. And then you have to be understanding and compassionate as a human being, right?
Right.
That's how we should be. By the time you read it the second time, I'd calm my nerves already. I have some questions to ask you and Tifo as men.
Yes.
Why do y'all look for jabals?
Because
there's a lot of silence in the studio.
I was just trying to think. I tried to put my thoughts together because there can be problems at home. Because the individual perhaps we have chosen and what we thought was is not what it is.
Or sometimes it's something you're not getting at home, so you're looking for it out there.
Okay. Another question. Do you believe that anybody is perfect?
No.
Including ourselves, right?
Yes.
Right.
So when you find a partner, you find a mate, sometimes you find that you all have so many things in common, but y'all can never have everything in common,
right.
Y'all can never complete each other. Like, I don't like to hear people say we complete in each other. They just have things that work really well for you too, and so it makes it better or easier for y'all to build a life together. Everybody agree?
Right.
So, a lot of times when people look for jabals, when you hear the responses of people, they tell you it's because people trying to fill a void. So that's the first thing I want to tell the writer. You fill in a void. It's not that you are more special than who is in his life permanently, you know. It's just that you fill in a void. So when you stop looking at yourself as somebody that just blocking a hole.
As a filler.
Right. When you stop looking at yourself like that, then you're starting to be delusional. Because you're forgetting your purpose. Your purpose is to fill a void. So the madam he have in his life might be 90% of everything he looking for. But you coming with, like your previous caller said, she might have been his peace. So you brought that aspect to this man, and he thought it was a good idea for him to risk whatever he has at home to have some relation with you for an extended period of time. But you will never have the place of the woman that he has already chosen because she has the majority of whatever they have in common when it comes to compatibility. And you are not automatically next. That's the thing Jabal have to understand. It doesn't mean you're next in line. Most times people think, if I cheat with you, you're going to cheat on me.
Wait, break that down. Let's go back, rewind a little bit.
But if I cheat with you, you're going to cheat on me. So you think you can be with somebody who you were cheating with, but that person already let you know what their boundaries are, which is probably none, right? So they already show you what they're willing to do. You already know that person have a lot of tricks. They can keep secrets. That person can be behind people's back. Like, when you realize these qualities in somebody, sure, it's beneficial to you. because that person not permanent in your life. But when it comes to somebody you want to make permanent, don't you want somebody you can trust? You know, you start to look for different qualities. When you look for a Jabal, you look for certain things. Somebody who can be sneaky, a good sneaky link. Somebody who can keep their mouth quiet, you know. Somebody who can be available whatever time, make me a priority when I need you. Like, that's the kind of things you look for. When you look for a lifelong partner, you're not looking for these same things there. You don't want somebody that's sneaky. You don't want somebody that will just lie to you all the time. That's not the same things you're looking for. So that dream she have there, that because she make the man leave that woman, she will be the next one in line. It never working so. And if it happened to work so, that relationship doomed already. That relationship doomed already. It's not lasting already. So, if the man wanted to leave the woman, he would leave the woman. Ladies, stop making these men tell your papi showing your ass. Stop making these men, mama, guy, y'all. I want C4 on the radio. They're not telling the men that. Stop doing that. Last step. Mama, guy, the people, children. I'm telling her, children, you know, I will leave her for you one day. Don't worry, babes. It's just so complicated. It's not complicated. If he wanted to leave her, he would have leave her. It's a good excuse for him to keep you wrapped around his fingers and the other things you're wrapping around, pal. It's a good excuse for him to have you there on lockdown. But do not drink that poison they feed in you, eh? Because you will find yourself writing letters like that to Iowa.
Hear that, Cola? So you say it never works? It never works out. It could never happen and will.
I want you to show me an example of it working.
I don't know, Cola. I'm not in people's lives. What I'm saying is, I'm telling you, if she is in his life right now and he's telling us things, he's telling her, okay, give him time and that kind of thing. You
know? And he lying, yes.
Cola. I was about to ask you how you know that.
You're lucky I don't start with my... You can ask me how I know, eh?
How do you know?
You're lucky I don't start with the usual line. The men lying. They just lying. You're lying. I forget to add that part in the beginning.
I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked the previous one.
Ask me.
Are you telling me that there aren't men who are happy in their relationships... And they're looking for someone else, who can listen, someone who will pay attention. And if so be that, hey, it's time to make the move, that they will make that move and have a successful relationship. Are you telling me, Kola, that this is not possible?
Is the man taking her out in the daytime in front of everybody else?
Well,
is the man seeing her on the special occasions? Because you know they have Valentine's and Jabal times. Which day is he seeing you? Is he prioritizing you for the significant moments in his life? Is he choosing to spend those moments with you? Because men value these things. And if you are not the one that he is choosing right now, you will not be the one. Ladies, stop making the men mama gaya. Stop making the men take you for kuya. The men giving everybody the same story. That's not a unique story. You're not one of a kind. They have that on every block. That's what the men telling all of them. And you know the worst thing sometimes? You think you're the only Jabal. Because he making you feel so special. As a Jabal, sometimes you bet you're the only Jabal. When you check, everybody getting the same story. When the men give you stories about the women they have in the house, don't believe them. Men is lie. They're lying.
So how do you...
They wake up in the morning, first thing they're doing, they're lying.
As a woman, how do you prevent that? How do you take care of that? What do you do?
Several things. You build your self-confidence and your self-worth. You have to learn to love yourself, value yourself. You see, when you value yourself, it means you understand that you deserve the world. If all the man can give you is the nighttime part of his day, that's not a man for you. Because you deserve more than that, right? I deserve to be able to have a beautiful experience with you all the time. Not just when you and the woman vex. not just when you're trying to escape the woman. I call in your phone, you're telling me you can't talk his text. You're mad.
Caller,
you can't talk his text.
Do you subscribe to, or do you agree with me when I say women are supposed to, like, scrutinize, like, do due diligence, like, to try to find out, to
I absolutely believe that you can do due diligence, but you know what, Iowa? The way life is set up and the way people could be so conniving sometimes, and the way so many people could be manipulative, sometimes they know exactly how to work on you, and they sweet talk you, and they're rubbing that sweet spot, and you have a nice vibe going, and you're all in love. And you know, when you're in love already, you just miss a lot of the puppy show that's happening behind all the hot eyes, you know? So sometimes you're not even seeing the things you would usually see if you were not so caught up in the man. So there's only so much due diligence you can do. But the important thing is that your foundation should be that you value yourself so much that no matter how caught up you are in that man, that when you find out, okay, I'm not being respected the way I'm supposed to be respected, that you say, that's enough, it's time to go. I tell already, leave the men, eh? Leave the men alone, eh? The men, stop making the men mama guy. You hear how many times I tell the women, don't make the men mama guy, don't make the men pop show. They're giving everybody the same story. They give you that. That's the limit of something. They have a book. All the men have to learn the same lines in the book.
Look the question. How easy it is to leave him alone?
It's not easy. How you mean it?
Okay. Yes, that's the question. Explain to me.
Who tell you it's supposed to be easy?
You not say nothing. Man, you're not pulling
up. I tell you, leave the man. You're going to cry. Call your girlfriend and make sure when you cry, it's your girlfriend crying too. You're going to cry.
That's
you're
not going what to be you sad. Want. That's not what you want. Say something.
Hey, that. I rather cry for every weekend in March than to look like a puppy show everywhere I go. I rather waste a little bit of tears than for me to go to the restaurant and then the waitress is saying, hey, but just last night the man was there for another man. Check out if the man cool y'all. She's sitting there, she's smiling, gil, and then the man was there, somebody else. Let me cry. The tears will finish. Nobody ever cry forever.
Right.
You will cry. It will be hard. It will hurt. But it's a hurt that's worth it, because that hurt is better than you thinking you're going to be something significant in a man's life who is choosing every day not to value you. That man is proving to you every day he has no respect for you. So, yes, now I want the flip side, eh?
Mm-hmm.
A little sneaky leak vibe has been nice sometimes, you understand? Because people have the little vibe on the side, and sometimes a little excitement, you know? Some people like the little vibe. Some people not looking for long-term attachment, you know? So you're not looking for nothing complicated, nothing deep. And so they enjoy their little self. So if the two of y'all decide, y'all enjoying something on a side, y'all have your little understanding on a side as two consenting adults, that's your vibe. But you see, when the delusion starts and you start to make yourself feel more important than you actually are in the person's life, you're going to end up in a coma.
Yeah, but Kola, the conversation between the two of us or the two of them will be like, babes, you know what? I want to be with you, according to Letla. Just give it some time. It will happen.
That's a lie. So you never use that line, man?
What line, caller? No, caller, where is Letla? Let me tell you. I'll talk the truth. Which line?
You never give that line? Just give me some time. I'm working on something, you know. I just need some time to work it out. And you know you're not interested in no long relationship with that person.
Hang on. Not yet.
Not yet.
Listeners, remember what I tell
them. I use it yet. Maybe it's in the bag, but I use it yet.
Also, I like telling you, you never heard that before. You don't know what they tell the girls.
Of course. Women, just happened there, Letla.
That's what they're telling you. They're telling you, give me some time. You know, like going through something right now. Or they have the others that is manipulate your emotions and tell you, I've been hurt so many times in the past, you know. I just not looking for anything long-term right now. That's just because they want to see how much they can get. And what you allow is what will continue. Ladies, if you want more, demand more. Stop accepting less than. And then all of a sudden, when you, somebody might put it in your head, or you say, boy, that's enough, you're trying and change the rules of the game. What a lot of times, how you start is how you will finish.
What do you mean by demand more?
Yeah.
Demand more. Okay, so let's say we had an understanding as two consenting adults that we just have a little vibe, a little sneaky link kind of vibe, right? And then I realized, boy, we're spending so much time together. My emotions starting to get involved. You know, we spending more quality time, you know. We investing a little bit in each other. And so you realize that maybe more of a bond is starting to be built. And you are no longer satisfied with just a casual relationship. You let him know, and I guess that's what she's letting him know. You know, hey, I'm ready for the next step. It's time, you know, we've spent all this time together. We've built so much together. We understand each other so well. You're lying in my ears every night. You understand? It's time for us to do something more. That you demand more. When the man gives you excuses like, oh, he just needs some time, you have to understand the man is telling you everything day. That's a no. Maybe you're not man enough to say no. But that's a no, because any man who values you and any man who understands the quality of a woman he has in his life, you will see how he will move mountains to ensure that he doesn't lose her. That ain't you? I will see for you'll never be in love, so?
Absolutely. But yeah. Go ahead, Anna. When you get the answer of give me time, what should you do?
Tell me, Mash. I mean.
What?
Ladies, summer is coming in Carnival. They have a lot of imports during that time. Let me tell you something, a lot of flights to St. Lucia. If you can't find it locally, find it internationally. Do make them a magayola. Let me tell you something. Tell me on his business, go somewhere else and try it. And guess what? He'll go somewhere else and it'll work out for him for some time until he finds something else. Right? Now, there are successful lifelong job out there. Iowa, you might know a few. I don't know. But there are successful lifelong job out. There are some people who are just connected and finding that relationship forever. But you know what works for them? They are honest with themselves about what the agreements and the understanding is. I just on the side. Stay on your side. Right now that you're trying to jump a line, my girl, it's not going to work. The man is a liar. The man is manipulating you. They might tell all the men that he's lying. He manipulating you. You need to learn to love yourself a little more, to understand that if you are with a man who values you and a man who knows that he never wants to experience a day of his life without you, that kind of passion, that kind of devotion, that kind of love, if that is the man for you, that man would not even hesitate to take you up on that opportunity when you tell him, hey, I'm ready to take things to the next step. Ladies, that's what you need in your life. It's there. It exists. He might not be Prince Charming.
Oh, because I was about to ask you if it's all the men. We love the men.
Not all the men. Okay. We have to be realistic. We're not selling dreams. We have to be realistic. Okay. It's not all the men, and it's not all the time it has happened.
Well, thank you, caller.
Yes, but you have to know. You have to know yourself more than anything else. And sometimes that means letting go of something you like for later on, welcoming something that you will love, okay? So I'd rather y'all cry in April for Easter. Jesus had died on the cross. A lot of people were crying around that time, too. We can all cry together. Let's cry with Jesus. And then when Carnival come in July, we outside and we whining. You understand? But no man not taking us for Papi Shoe.
All right, Kola, thank you. You've been awesome, eh? Thank
you're
you
welcome.
Very, very
Ladies,
much.
Remember, don't make the man mama guy y'all. Don't make the man talk no papi show in your ears.
Alright, go on.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, we still have time to take a few more calls. 1-5-2-3-0-4-6 is the number to call. I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this afternoon's little or whatever is it that you heard there this afternoon? Tell us what you think about it, man. Good afternoon, Letlaw. Yeah, you are on the air.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling, man.
Yeah, you know, I'm always surprised as to what the callers have to say. in terms of what the letter writers ask. What the lady asked basically was, how can she expedite the process? She didn't ask for any moral story, any religion. She didn't ask for any of that. All she asked for, how can I expedite the process? Mm. Some people believe that, you know, what is written is far-fetched, is unreal, does not exist, and something like that. Every single letter, somewhere around the world, it's true, it's happening. So the letters are not far-fetched. These things do happen.
Yep.
Persons are calling, always thinking that, you know, women are the victims and men are some sort of way or reason responsible for how women feel and how they act. And it's like they're just gullible. You know, always been the victim role. And men are like just the guilty party.
Yeah, man.
The woman is asking basically, what can she do? That's all she's asking. There are women out there who are Jabals. They believe in the Jabal thing. And that's just it. That's just it. Even the devil said he'd rather reign in hell than serve in heaven. So when the lady said that, you know, she'd rather cry every week in March or whatever than people say she's a fool. That's her. That's with her. Somebody else rather be called a fool. You know, that's her. So everything happens for her. She'll want that. Somebody else wants something else. Somebody else wants something else. So these things are not far-fetched. These things are real.
And, Kwala, I often wonder why is it that, you know, when I say stuff like, I say, so you mean to tell me that there aren't men who are in relationships who are unhappy and would meet another woman and figure they could pour out their soul and tell that
of
woman.
Of course, it happens. But it happens. It's not impossible.
But I tried to bring on the point, but no! Man lying!
Of course, it happens. It happens. People get married. Understand. People get married and they say love and they sign prenuptial agreements. Don't they do that? Because they don't want to lose this, they don't want to lose that. You know? Oh, they love. People get married for 60 years and then they divorce. I was reading something some time back. Some couple in Italy for 70 years, the people were married. And I think the guy found some letter where the lady said she was in love with a guy when she was a teenager or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on television.
These things happen. It may be highly improbable, but it happens as long as it is possible. It happens. So we should not be surprised with these things that are possible. We may not react like that. We may not behave like that. We may not think like that. But somebody out there, they think, they act, they behave, they speak like that. You know what I'm saying? So we shouldn't think that these things are far-fetched. The lady said that if you can't get a local guy, somebody, carnival season is coming, you know, importer. That's her again. Somebody may not think like that. Somebody may only want local. But she's saying if she can get local, go international. You understand? That's her. So, again, with the letter, and the lady said, what can she do? Well, what I can tell her is that whatever she's doing, triple it. You know? That's my advice, according to what she was asking.
Fight for your love.
So, if she's giving him something once, give it him three times. If she's, I don't know, just increase it. You know? That's the only logical thing I can think of. You know? So, okay.
Thank you very much, Kwala. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that contribution. 4523046 is the number to call. I think we can take one more call. Let us know what's on your mind, man. Let me tell you, on Letla, every opinion counts.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been through your experience. You may be going through something, you know, or perhaps you've been through something similar. Tell us. Let's go back to. Let me make sure I press the right button, Tifa. I have it. Good afternoon. Let Lanas hear you're on the air.
Good afternoon, my boss. What are you saying?
Hi there, Papa. What are you saying?
Listen, I dare cool. Listen to something.
Yes,
I. Remember Barry Simon make a song? Now Jack is a man. He comes along every Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday.
Every day.
We need to understand women like the sweet lies.
Yeah, sweet lies.
So when you see she saying the man saying he will leave his woman, he not happy, that is sweet lies.
Sweet lies.
Woman like to hear that. Because really and truly, I want. If it was a woman that was with a man for so long, you would say, well, she might not leave because, you know, it harder for a woman. She has two children. But a man is a man. If a man want to go, a man go. Right or wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Secondly, I want to use a DJ. Before you use a DJ.
Mm.
You buy a laptop this year. Mm. After 3, 4, 5 years, you have to upgrade, of course.
Yeah.
So your laptop gets... So it's good. So my girl use a laptop. So the man right now want to upgrade himself. The man get good for his 6 years. The man want to move. And thirdly, I want the man never lie to the woman. The man tell the woman, I have somebody.
Right.
So what you get take? That is like Iowa. You going, say you go to the war, you go in a war. They tell you you can die, but you still go. In your head, you know you can die.
Mm-hmm.
You choose to go still. You have the option to stay, you know. You don't have to go, but you choose to go. So what she's saying there about what she can do, they have nothing you can do, my girl, but just be there and wait, I guess, because you don't accept the rule already. Use number two, delete number two. Whatever the man telling you, that is Barry Salmon. That man is not a Barry Salmon. Because, but it's true, women like to wear sweet lies, man, but they like to hear the false facts to make them feel good. Which man go be in a house for a woman for 6 years? The man complaining to you, every day the man complaining to you about the woman doing this, the woman doing that, and the man is still there. Monsieur, open your eyes, my girl. Mama, the man's still there. They're washing his clothes, nothing. So who washing the clothes? Him?
Yeah, they're putting his food in there, party. They're putting no food for me now.
I was a man. Before I was a man, eh?
Mm.
You didn't need a woman, so. You move on your business because you're a man. You working, you making money. You have no the children have to be with you. The children save the mother. So it's, a woman has more to lose when she moves on from a man than a man to move out on a woman. So what reason him have to stay there? Because the train, the man can see train every weekend if he want to see them. He know where the train is. Want to say he don't know where they is. So what she tell, what the man telling her, they just to keep her there for the time. And right now, he ain't taking the calls because the transport have a hole, so I have to throw the bag away. That bag of good again. That bag is good. I want to buy a new one. I want to buy a North Face. You understand?
Yeah.
If it was an HP C4, you're going to MacBook. You don't want no HP again.
Yeah, man, you upgrade.
You upgrade in.
Yes.
So, my girl, don't dig nothing, but move on with your life, girl. Because sometimes you'll be surprised. She's there waiting for that man. And her neighbor, a man there, wanting her bad, you
know. Well said, caller.
Yeah. Sometimes she's blocking her blessing with before that man there. She ever know that.
Yeah, thank you very much, caller. Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Blessings. If anyone want to do that quickly, because we've almost out of time. I even know if I'll be able to read all the messages there, boy. Hold on, let me hear this. Wait, go ahead, Tivo. You want to see?
Well, basically, at the end of the day, my caller is, what do you want to do? Eh? I mean, you settled for the side piece for so long. If you feel the love is worth fighting for, fight for your love, my girl. Have a conversation with the guy, tell him how you feel. You know? Settle your vibe and give it some time. If it doesn't work, then you know what to do.
All right. Let me play this.
My darling, I didn't hear all of the letter, but it looked like you in a situationship. Now you need to get out of that situationship because there's a man out there for you. It's high time we women try to stay out of situationship and get ourselves into a positive and healthy relationship.
Should realize that the man have decided to make it work with his lady, and she's now becoming too pushy. If she was the source of comfort to the man and now wanting to take up wifey duties, she's doing too much. I would let her go too. Wow, Rankin, some really good callers today, man. And this letla was really good. I feel bad for the side chick, though. Some men just lie too much. T Sebastian, hey, good afternoon. Since after my 10 years relationship, I've been loyal and devoted side chick.
Yeah, big up yourself.
Because I just don't want a serious relationship anymore.
Yeah, big up you.
My Rankin, big up that corner. She's on point. I wonder if she's single. Says, good talk, my girl. Great. Preach it, my girl. I love that corner. Well, Rankin, this writer better be careful. She claims she is the side piece, but she wants a promotion. She's in no position to judge the next woman from the man's perspective. If she's not married and so unhappy, why not dissolve and co-parent? Wow, she's too aggressive. And if this continues, she may become the same monster he talked about. It's the guy's role to break up, not the writer, people. The lady was wrong to fight her, though. He can't take calls. Move that and liar. But he wants to say he can't send any phone text.
But you accept.
Let's see, guys. True caller and the jammers know all your tricks, boy. So most times, men make the jammer remain jammer and get a new person. That's true. My girl, why you drink that tutu juice there? You claim the man getting treated so badly at home and so great by you. And he has swing your way full time. Yet, my girl, my girl, go where the sea meets the river. And the woman is a side chick trying to be main chick, but that is not what the man had in mind. You see here calling her. How am I going to leave that alone? The woman have never approached that woman in public. These married men must stop all of a sudden you meet. Hey, they give me a yeah. Hey, boy, I almost read that, boy. See, fuck. Trap.
Trap out.
What? Oh, my word. Even we don't know names, huh? We don't know. We don't know names. Because that's a man of a family. What happened to the writer? She's slow. Just so you're there drinking all the nonsense the man telling you about his woman? Ah, vainty. If the man wasn't happy and miserable as he claimed, he would pack up and leave just so with your writer. The role of the side chick is to be there when the man calls and keep her mouth shut. At first she said the inside lady there's nothing in the house. Then she said she cooks and don't put food for him. Which one is it? Sakwe, woo-woo, home record. This woman has no shame. If that man wanted her, he would have been with her full time. The man have his cake and eating all. So she better grow more patience. No matter how many Jimmy flicks she do, she will be waiting. The fool will believe the lies because she's an easy fix. Make sure you read that for the tutut. Sincerely married woman. Guy code. Don't talk about my woman. She is my woman. You must respect her. She's not going nowhere. Hold your position. Don't expect more than what we have. Home wreckers are a myth. If another woman was able to come in and destroy your relationship because your man opened the door and let her in. But be careful, because old habits die hard. When you become the main woman, another might be the other woman. Party, that's true. That's what you call a side chick? Ray to the side chicks. I went to the side chicks wannabes. Take notes. What? Oh, shout out to Sheik. and Jan, Team Legal, Danny. I know my place is special occasions, not mine. When his wife there, I'm not seeing him, but 95% of the year, he spend it with me. Okay.
We love you.
The man must be giving the writer the... Hey! Hey, hey. This has been another Letla on Radio Caribbean International. I want to say a big thank you to those of you who called. First time callers, big up on the 7-0. Woo! Love, love, love. Those of you who listen and you do not call, we appreciate you. Don't we love you, right? We love you. What do I get next week, Wednesday? Fruitsy! Big up on the 7-0. Thank you, C4. Thank you, Marine, man. Loving you out.